The soundtrack to your life. Cheshire's Silk 106.9.
Week two for the Silk Fitness and Therapy podcast. How are you guys?
Very well, mate. How are you?
All right, thank you.
I'm a little bit tired because of the recording of this podcast for week two and episode two. I've just started to recover from the Royal Cheshire Show and Fab Festival, which, Mike, I'm going to say to you,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
I'm really sorry about this, but I fell off the wagon quite a bit. Over the past 5 days, I've grabbed a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And on Tuesday, I nearly went 12 hours without a single drink of water.
That must have been hard.
12 hours,
this is
no
hard,
water.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So, and do you know what? We all fall off the wagon, so don't worry about that.
As long as
you
get straight,
on it today.
Straight back
exactly,
on it.
I'm on it today. I'm going to go back to the gym on Monday because I haven't had time to go.
Yeah.
You know, and all that. But look at me making excuses.
And then, well, it's not an excuse.
No, it's life. Yeah, it's just
gets
life.
Gets in the way.
Yeah.
And you just pick yourself up and you carry on the next day. It's okay.
Good person to look at, Jordan Syatt on Instagram.
Okay.
I won't say it because it's swearing, but he's got a thing, you can't mess this up.
Oh, right, okay.
The only way you can really mess it up is if you carry on messing up.
So the fact that I've gone back to it today...
Yeah, fine. Just forget about it, move on, it's happened, it's done.
It's in the past, it's done.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
So you need to think of, it's done now.
Yep.
I must admit that the ice creams were lovely. Anyway, right, let's just leave that there anyway. This week's episode is all about macros. Have I said it right? Is it macro
you said
or
it right.
macros?
No, macros, mate. Macronutrients.
Oh, macronutrients.
It's just short, yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah, or is it... Day said before macros.
Can I give you my understanding of what it
means? Yeah, go for it, mate. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So my understanding is it's when you break down the amount of grams of carbs you're allowed and the amount of grams of protein and fats and this, that, and the other. Am I vaguely right?
To an extent, macronutrients are protein, fats, and carbs.
Right.
It's not the breakdown of the protein. It is protein,
I'm about
fats,
from
and
a
carbs.
Dieting person's point of view. You're breaking it down, so you go, I'm allowed that amount of.
Yeah,
carbs,
but macronutrients are just protein, fats, and carbs. They are your macronutrients,
right? Okay.
Basically,
those main three.
Yeah,
those main three. Right.
Yeah.
So, but that's as far as I go.
Yeah, that's
that's a good
does
starting.
You've got to weigh it all out, and you've got to measure it all out.
You don't have to do it.
Right.
I would recommend that everybody tries tracking at least once, just to get a general idea. But in terms of, no, you don't have to.
Mm-mm.
But I would recommend that everyone tries it at least once, because we hear it all the time. Oh, but I eat healthy. I have a handful of nuts and it's healthy. It's healthy. Mm. But your handful, if you weigh that out as a serving, it could be double what you think it is.
It all depends on how big your hand is, I suppose.
It does, it does. Of course it does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, you don't have to, but I'd recommend it. Trying it. Tracking your calories.
Is it a ballpark figure then? That, say, for example, are me and you the same height?
Roughly, yeah.
Yeah, but you've got considerably more muscle, Wolverine, than I have, right?
Thank you.
So would your macros be different to what I would need? Or
Yeah, have? They would, yeah. Kind of ballpark figure. So in terms of protein, so basically, let's go back to the start. So per gram of protein, there's 4 calories.
Right.
Per gram of carbohydrates, there's 4 calories. Per gram of fat, there are 9 calories.
So there's more calories in
a gram of fat. Gram for gram, there's more calories in fat. And per gram of alcohol, there's 7 calories.
Oh, right.
Okay, so protein and carbohydrates have the same amount of calories gram for gram. Fat is higher.
Right.
Basically. So with protein is the most important of the three, hands down. You need protein in your diet to preserve muscle when you're in a caloric deficit. And you need it to help build muscle when you're in a... kind of quote unquote, you want your muscles to grow, basically. You
like
need
the protein. Is that called a bulking phase? Is it?
Yeah, you're in a calorie surplus.
Right.
Yeah, okay. If you want to gain muscle mass, you know, protein is going to be essential for that. Protein has the highest thermic effect of all three, which means you burn up to 20 to 30% of those calories during the digestion process. And it is also more filling. So if you have a higher protein diet, people that have a higher protein diet are typically fuller for longer. It's more satiating.
Boom!
Nailed it. First time. Yes.
Yeah. Satiating.
Yeah.
That is a word I have not been able to say. Put a microphone in front of me. Got it. Kate said.
She's like,
say it's more filling. Yeah. Say it's more filling. But yeah, those that have a higher protein diet typically stay fuller for longer.
Okay. So for somebody, all right, let's go back to the beginning again.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm trying to lose weight still.
Yep.
Even more weight than I already have. Mm-hmm. Right. Where am I going to start with these macros, macronutrients? What's the first thing I need to do?
You need to make sure you get adequate levels of protein.
Right. So the first thing anybody's got to do is raise all the protein intake.
It depends what you're on at the minute. This is why we usually say to our clients is to keep a track of what they're doing for a week so we can have a look.
So the first thing you need to do is the diary then.
Yeah, keep a diary. Because it might not be as bad as you think.
Right.
You might actually be hitting quite a high amount of protein. So to work out protein, a rule of thumb that I've used every time I've tried to lose weight, gain whatever, is a gram of protein per pound of body weight.
Right, okay.
I mean, that's just a generalised rule of thumb.
Okay, do you want to work out my nutrients now on this podcast?
You can do it now. Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
And tell and explain how you are doing it.
Do you want calories as well? Should we do the whole shebang?
Right, okay. So my weight now is 15 stone and 5 pounds. I don't know what the point is in between, but it's a... Yeah, 15 and a half. No, it's not even 15 and a half stone, is it? It's 15 stone, 5 pounds, so...
So 15 stone. I'm just going to do it into pounds just because it's how I've always done. So 215 pounds.
Okay.
So right. So I weigh 215 pounds.
215 pounds. So if you're going to work out your calories, your maintenance level calories, there's loads of calculators online. Just to maintain the weight you are now, you can work out. There's loads of calculators online.
Yeah.
They all just give you a start point, basically. Yeah. So don't worry about it too much. So would you say you are an active person? Do you spend a lot of time seated when you're at work?
Yes, I do for 5, 6, 7 hours when I'm here doing the afternoon show at Silk.
How many times do you go to the gym?
I go Monday to Friday when I've not got an event. But if I've got an event on with Silk, I will be on my feet for 15 hours walking around event sites, up and down stages, on steps. So I consider myself quite active.
Yeah.
So for a male, a general rule of thumb is to, if you're sedentary, so you spend a vast majority of time seated.
Yeah.
You don't do a lot of exercise.
Yeah.
You don't do a lot outside of here. You don't walk and you don't drive everywhere. You times your body weight in pounds by 13.
Yeah.
If you are an active person, that goes towards a higher end, so towards 16. Now, 16 for me, I'd say, is someone that is highly, highly active. They have an active job. So say even like an athlete.
Yeah.
Could be more up towards the 16. So we'd say... Let's say 215 times 14.
Mm.
That gives you 3,010 calories.
I'm meant to eat that.
As your maintenance. To stay as you are now.
Yeah.
And remember, this is just a rough start. So, a general rule of thumbs get you into a deficit.
That's made me happy, by the way.
I know. He's got a big smile on his face. You can't see that.
That's another conversation.
If you wanted to be aggressive with your calorie cut...
Yes.
You'd go more towards 20%. If you want to be less aggressive and a little bit slower with it, 10%. So let's just say what would be aggressive.
Yeah.
So we'd do 10.2. So 20% would be 602 calories off. So that would give you a calorie deficit of 2,400 calories a day.
Right, yeah.
And that puts you in a 600 calorie deficit.
Brilliant.
If we use the 20%. So 2,400 calories... Okay, it says you said your body weight is 215 pounds. So if we used my general rule of thumb, that would mean you'd need 215 grams of protein a day. Now,
really?
I would probably say it's a little bit more overkill.
Okay.
So I'd shoot for a lower end and say try and get a minimum. So 215 times 0.7 will give you 150 grams of protein a day.
Right.
To shoot for as a minimum. Now then with fats and carbs, I'd let them take care of themselves.
Really? You wouldn't measure that out then?
So if you hit your calories...
Yeah. Within reason.
Right, if you hit your calories and you hit your protein...
Yeah.
Fats and carbs will take care of themselves.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So that gives you a little bit more freedom, a little bit less restriction. I'd say try and shoot for a ballpark in the middle. Try and go a bit midline. So neither are the enemy... So fats and carbs, one way or another, have been demonised over the years.
Yeah, I mean,
fat's bad, you know, fat will make
white
you fat.
Bread,
don't
exactly.
label it.
This, that, and the other.
And then on the flip side, carbohydrates, terrible. You can't eat carbs. Yeah. Carbs will make you fat.
Yeah.
Carbs won't make you fat. Fat won't make you fat. Protein won't make you fat. Eating too much of either of those will make you fat.
Okay.
Or of any of those.
So you can have, so for example, I could go and have a wide cheese bap.
Yeah.
Once every couple of weeks, maybe.
Yeah.
So that's not an issue.
No, if you track, this is where like tracking it does come into play.
There you go.
So, like, again, for me personally, I'll do like a 3 week in a calorie surplus, calorie deficit, sorry. So I'll spend 3 weeks in a calorie deficit, and then I'll spend 1 week at maintenance, and that's called like a diet break.
Yeah.
It's good for just basically keeping keeping yourself sane. Yeah. You know, on that every fourth week, you're going to get a little bit of a break from it. Mm. Yeah. And then every couple of weeks, I have a week where I don't track anything.
Yeah.
Eat mindfully.
Yeah.
But again, this is based around weight loss.
Does that also have a little bit of, you know, keeping your body alert so that it doesn't get used to that routine or that diet routine?
Yeah, we can dive into that.
Yeah.
Is that another podcast?
We could do a whole podcast on things. Yeah, right, we could go. Okay.
Yeah, because you've already said what your diet roughly is, haven't you?
Yeah.
And you keep it very similar.
I'm very strict on it.
Yeah.
But then I will, like, at the weekend, just forget it.
Deviate.
All.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
And so,
yeah.
So, like we said, fats and carbs, you need both fats and carbs in your diet. Okay. Carbohydrates, your body's main source of fuel. Okay. They're also important for keeping your metabolism in check and various other functions. Fat, also used by your body for fuel, and they play a role in hormone production.
Mm.
I'd say with your fat as well, you'd shoot for a minimum. So make sure you're getting a minimum amount of fat in your diet every day. Because they are, you know, it's an important role in your body.
So these macronutrients then, are you going to give me numbers now of what I meant? For 215 pounds, was it?
215 pounds.
Yeah.
Your caloric deficit would be 2,400 calories a day.
Yeah.
And you'd shoot for 150 grams of protein per day. If you were a client of mine, this is what I'd start you off on. Yeah. I'd say try and get a minimum, so minimum fat. Of,
so there's a good app for helping you do this.
Yeah,
we've not mentioned that, have we?
My Fitness Pal. I personally wouldn't use My Fitness Pal to work out your numbers.
Right. Okay.
Because it generalizes
just to track.
It. Just use it to track. Well, so we can.
Can we do a disclaimer first of all? For
of course.
My Fitness Pal. Because I have used this.
Yeah, yeah.
I've weighed things out on it. I have put in my about 6 months ago. I put in my diary food intake, and it gave me my macronutrients.
It
did the sums for me.
Yeah.
If people see that, do they need to stick to that?
No. This is why me and Kate were talking before we came on air, saying that if anyone's listening, they do want us to work it out for them.
Mm.
We can do a consultation with them at the gym.
Yeah.
So if you want to come down to the gym.
This is the key message then. You guys at Silk Fitness Therapy, because this is all maths now, isn't it?
And we can help you
and
with this.
And it can blag your head.
Yeah, yes. It can.
So make an appointment with Mike and Kate.
Yeah.
Yeah, just drop us a message either on the Facebook page or Instagram at SFT Macclesfield, and we can go through it with you.
And you will nail it for the client and for the person.
Yeah, we can break it down a little bit more. We can have a full consultation.
Yeah.
You know, we need to know a bit about your lifestyle and stuff, and we can go through it a little bit more in a bit more detail. Like, we just want to kind of scratch the surface with it today and explain why. I was going to a little bit really with why, like, you know, fats and carbs, how they've been demonized over the years by various groups, and they're not bad.
but they are.
No. Why would you say they're bad?
Because I know all about the sugar thing.
Yeah, sugar's not bad.
You know, I've you know, a can of Coke is red in colour because it's made by the devil. See what I'm getting at?
Yeah, well, you love your fizzy drinks, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
yeah.
you can make a fizzy drink work.
Yeah.
Can you?
Yeah.
Just add it in.
Right. Moderation.
Yes, that's a good point. Yeah.
So one thing as well, again, you can. So I think we did touch on it a little bit last week.
Yeah.
Say, you know, the 150 grams of protein, 2,400 calories, they aren't the only numbers I tend to get my clients to think of as well. I tend to try and get them to think about, make sure they get enough fruit and veg per day, shoot for a minimum of 3 to 5 servings, make sure they're eating pretty much whole foods for the majority of the diet. And then
whole foods are
whole nutritious sources. So,
like your brown bread.
Brown bread.
Not even necessarily brown. You know, you could go white if you wanted. I prefer brown bread.
Brown's got more to it, yeah. But just,
think of when you're quote-unquote proper food.
Yeah. Being mindful of what you're giving your body.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we said, you know, there are certain like little rules that we typically give clients.
Yeah.
Is, you know, yes, hit your protein. Yes, hit your calories. Make sure you're getting enough fruit and veg in your diet. Make sure the vast majority of nutrition is coming from whole foods. And drink your water. Make sure you're hitting your water goals. If you say at the end of the day you've hit your protein already, you nearly hit your calories for the day, you've eaten enough fruit and veg in the day, and you have enough calories left to have your can of fizzy pop, fine. That's not a problem.
Oh, okay.
No, you'll still be in a calorie deficit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've had clients in the past where this is more for like muscle gaining, and they've said, "Oh, I'm struggling to get my calories in. I can't eat that much food." All right, drink it.
Right, yeah.
Drink it. Have some, orange juice. Have a can of fizzy pop. That'll bump your calories up. But again, make sure the vast majority is coming from good sources. Good nutritional foods. Hit your calories. Hit your protein. Fruit and veg. Drink your water.
So
to go.
The way you've explained it, okay, I want to bring you in here for this, the mental aspect of all of this. Like I said a few minutes ago, it can be a little bit, blag your head, there's a lot of numbers, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But the way you've explained it is that it's a little bit of common sense in there as well, isn't there? So just...
Yeah, like we've said
Don't worry about it.
Don't overthink it. Like we go in our heads so often, and we all live in our heads every day. Just keep it really simple. And just focus on just keeping it, it is simple. We hear it and we see it in the press all the time. It's fresh fruit and veg, whole foods, brown bread, brown rice. Just make the changes, but don't overload yourself. So just do little gradual things. So, just do one every week if that's what it takes.
So if somebody's sitting at home and they're going, micronutrients, right, I'm going to try and work this out.
Micronutrients are another ball game.
Don't worry, we're not doing those yet.
Say again?
You got macronutrients and you got micronutrients.
Oh, what did I say?
Micronutrients.
If somebody's sitting there trying to work these out and it's really playing on the mind and going, this is just
don't.
Nuts. This is
don't
crazy.
Overthink it.
Don't overthink it. Just send us a message.
Yeah.
We can even do it by message, couldn't we?
Yeah, can do.
So if someone's not living locally.
What's that? The abbreviation KISS. Keep it simple, stupid.
Ah, right.
I might have got that wrong.
Yeah, because there are a lot of figures, and if you're not familiar with it, it can be overwhelming, and you suddenly find that you're getting yourself in a mess. But just send us a message, and we can help you with it.
Yeah,
it can be quite overwhelming. Like me and Kate, before we came down, we were reading one of our clients, Joe, gives a book called Fat Loss Forever. By a guy called Lane Norton.
Yeah, thanks, Joe, for that. Great book.
And we were reading and we were working there. So, I've always worked my protein out a gram per pound of body weight. But he's got a formula where you'd use your lean body mass as part of the formula. See, lean body mass is basically your body weight minus your fat that you carry.
Yeah.
And then you use it to work it out based off that. And that goes even more complex and even more into detail. But say... If I was 300 pounds really overweight, I wouldn't use a gram per pound of body weight because that could, if I was 300 pounds, that'd be 300 grams of protein a day. And that's just overkill. So I'd use my lean body mass instead to work out my protein, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Now, we've got scales at the gym that will work out your lean body mass roughly. They're not 100% accurate, but it gives us a start point. And again, we can then use the formula for that. If people do want to come down, use the scales, let us know. It's fine. Come and use them.
So you're there to help people as well then, obviously, to get their head around the maths, as it were, numbers.
Yeah, but even like when me and Kate were working out before, we were like, oh God, yeah, this is quite complex, actually. Working out your BMR, baseline metabolic rate, like we touched on last week, off these different formulas, and it's quite...
So it kind of goes back to like what your goals are, and like we said last week, everybody's goals are different, so... Don't need to overthink it. If all you want to do is lose some weight, we can just keep it that simple.
Yeah. So, we said to you last week about laying the foundations?
Yeah.
So, say that first step is just keeping your food diary.
Yeah.
Okay. Keep your food diary. All right. Okay. Cool. We've got your food diary in. Now, if you say your goal is weight loss, not everyone's goal is weight loss, but if it is, especially around summertime, the majority of people's is, we'll then give you a calorie target. Okay, so your calorie target is 2,400 calories. Hit that. Don't worry about anything else. Just that number is all you need to worry about.
Doesn't matter where it comes from.
Just don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Still try and get your veg in, get your fruit in, drink your water.
Yeah, be sensible about
it. Be sensible, but just hit that number, 2,400.
Yeah.
Right, cool, you've done that for a week. Okay, here's your protein goal. 150 grams of protein. Now, you've got two numbers to think of. Yeah. 150 grams of protein, 2,400.
People could find that information out on like a tin of tuna or when they buy a piece of chicken, it weighs it out for you on the label, doesn't it?
Yeah, so it does. Yeah. But like it's usually per 100 grams, isn't it?
Yeah, so the numbers are there. Because when I eat a tin of tuna, I think it's something like 31 or 30-something grams of protein in a tin of tuna.
So my fitness pal has got a thing where you can scan the barcode.
That's brilliant, that, because it gives you the...
Yeah,
breaks it down. Yeah.
This is another shameful plug for self-fitness therapy, but we do also give our members every month a 30 recipe book.
Oh, yeah, a good recipe.
That gets emailed out every month, and that actually has the barcodes on the recipe. You can scan it straight into MyFitnessPal. So it has all your... I'll send it over to you.
Yeah, that'd be good. Brilliant.
So yeah, it's dead convenient. It's really handy that you just scan the barcode and it's in there. Weighing food, it can be a pain. Tracking can be a pain, and it isn't for everyone. It really isn't.
No,
for some people, it's just not worth the hassle. But once you kind of get around and get used to weighing your food out, and all right, I'm not saying carry a set of scales around with when you go to a restaurant and stuff, but just when you're at home, once you get the hang of it, it's really, really easy.
And also, the one good thing that I learned from it was that actually tracking teaches you about portion control, because what you think is a normal portion, like we said before, I'm like, oh God, that is really quite a lot. And it doesn't seem that much. So you take off a little bit and you get a better portion size.
That happened to me with mashed potato.
Well, it happens to everyone with mashed potato, worry.
I made a big vat of mashed potato. And,
that's my dream.
Yeah,
and
yummy.
I put it on the plate and my wife went, that is too much. And I went, yeah, but it's healthy mashed potato. There's nothing else in it. It's just potato and it's great. And then I weighed it out. Oh,
yeah,
there was a lot there.
There's a lot of mash.
And when I cut it down to what I should have been having, I was shocked.
Yeah.
And I thought, that's where I was going wrong.
I know. Yeah. So it's a really good eye-opener.
So it wasn't bad for you.
Yeah.
It's just too much.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And it's like too much of anything is bad for you.
Yeah. And that's one of the one things I think that everybody gets a bit mixed up on is the portion control thing. We all think we're eating less than we actually are. And when you actually find out what a portion is, I think everybody's missing that. And that's half of our problem. We're eating too much, really. We eat more than we all need, I think.
Unless your name's John Walters and you're not eating enough.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Is that personal attack on
Slim?
Yeah. He doesn't eat enough.
Right, listen, guys, thank you very much for coming in again. Doing week two, episode two of Macronutrients. I know it can sound a little bit daunting and the numbers are there and it's all mathematics, but Silk Fitness Therapy, did I say it right?
Thank you, mate. You got it.
The guys are there to help you through it every step of the way. If you want to go down that route of being really kind of strict on it, or you want to weigh it out and look at all the numbers with it as well.
Be strict, not restricted.
There you go.
Yeah.
Mike, Kate, thank you very much for
coming. Thank you very
much,
mate.
Having us.
Next week, what are we doing next week?
Building habits.
Oh, yeah.
Building habits. Yeah. I'm going to enjoy this one.
Yeah. It's a good one.
It's all about habits. And what else have we got to round? Oh, yes, we've got to do your contact details. Yeah.
So
people who have downloaded this, shared it and listened to it, where can they get in contact with you?
At Silk Fitness Therapy on Facebook, at SFT Macclesfield on Instagram, or you can come down to the gym. We are at Unit 6A, The Green Street.
Fantastic. Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Thank
you very
much,
mate.
Come
and see us.
Cheers, bud.
The soundtrack to your life. Cheshire's Silk 106.9.